You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Boy, happy days are here again in the USA, huh? What are we going to do about that? Latest job data shows a 5.6% unemployment rate, the lowest in 8 years, an increase in payrolls by a slow but healthy 252,000 workers for the month of December. Is the recent 50% decline in oil prices central to the relief for consumers we're experiencing? And Capitol Hill politicians maybe don't want to disturb it, you know? If it's not broken, don't fix it. Or could it be some unexpected economic cover for raising fuel taxes right now to wisely funnel some good times into funding some much-needed maintenance of U.S. infrastructure? This is the important debate coming into focus right now in Congress. With us to talk about that and about the announced retirement of California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer, we're joined by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So does Barbara Boxer want to tax our gasoline on the way out of the Senate?
Oh, she would love to. The four-term senator from California announced her retirement, and boy, is that going to be one heck of a primary and a Senate race in California. That's like a mini presidential race that we're going to face now in 2016. Barbara Boxer would love to raise gasoline taxes. She's never been able to do it because Republicans just say no way. But there are new proposals, John, you're right, to raise the federal gasoline tax. But here's the thing. Those proposals aren't coming from the Barbara Boxers, the tax-raising liberals of the world. Oh, no, no, no. They're coming from Republicans in the Senate, not really in the House yet, but some Republicans in the Senate are speaking up in a specific way, saying what you just said. Oil prices are low. The Federal Highway Trust Fund is dead broke and faces a future of being dead broke. We have crumbling infrastructure, and we absolutely need reform, and federal gas taxes haven't been raised since 1993. Now listen to Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker, who has proposed to raise the gas tax since 6 cents next year, 6 cents the year after that, and then to index it to inflation so that Congress doesn't have to keep patching it. Listen to Corker.
Look, at the end of the day, while they're talking like I am to you right now on a mic, many people, people aren't going to jump out there and say they're for a user fee. Privately, when you talk to people, and that's maybe one of the reasons that the person you alluded to hasn't said something negative, people understand this has got to be dealt with.
What was the person you were alluding to that Corker talked about there? And I noticed he didn't use tax. He used user fee in that language.
Right. And both of those things are very important. The person he was alluding to who didn't rule it out was Speaker John Boehner, who I asked about this a couple of days ago. Now, Boehner and his spokespeople have said, I'm against raising the gas tax. But he was asked specifically if it's off the table in any kind of tax reform deal. He doesn't rule it out. He has not ruled it out. And that's interesting. He could say, never going to happen. He just says, I'm against it. Now, user fee is important, too, because what's interesting is some Republicans are saying, look, I think the first thing we need to do is quit calling this a tax. It's not a tax. It is a user fee you pay per gallon because you use the highways, and so do truckers, and so do cabbies, and so does anybody who drives a car or a van. And they're trying to recast it. Listen to Senator Orrin Hatch. Who's he? He's the chairman of the Finance Committee, the guy who controls tax policy in the Senate. He's the heavy hitter on this issue.
You know, I think we're going to change the rhetoric on that because, let's face it, the gas, the so-called, I would call it a user fee. I prefer not to increase taxes, but to me, that's a user fee. People who use the highways ought to pay for them. And that's a small price to pay to have the best highway system in the world. And that may be where we're going to have to go.
User fee. I feel better already about that. Aren't a lot of Americans, Republicans and Democrats, going to say that, hey, didn't we do the infrastructure thing back during the stimulus package at the beginning of the financial meltdown? Haven't we already taken care of all this?
Well, here's the thing. We did something during the stimulus and the meltdown, but for the last five goes at this, John, Congress has been patching a hole in the Federal Highway Trust Fund. It's perennially behind, so it's a deepening and deepening hole that Congress keeps shoveling money into. Now, you could say they could just stop doing that, but of course, every district, every state, and every locality in America has roads and bridges. There's no way to stop spending on it. One of the things that Corker is saying that a lot of Republicans agree with is that what you need is long-term reform of this. You got to quit just patching the Highway Trust Fund. Now, a lot of Republicans, conservatives say, yes, we can reform the way the trust fund works, but we don't need to put any more money into it. And let's be honest, Bob Corker, even though John Boehner hasn't ruled it out, he's going to get a lot of pushback from conservatives in the House. And that's where tax policy is really written. Devin Nunes is from California. He's on the Ways and Means Committee. And I just kind of put it to him, hey, do you think the House could ever raise the gas tax? And he said, I don't.
Especially in California. I mean, I just know that California has the highest gas tax in the country. And you know, the last thing I want to do is raise taxes on people who are especially low income.
So Republicans want to help low income people by not raising the gas tax. Democrats are involved in that as well. And there may be something of a showdown between Boehner and his Senate colleagues.
Well, it's possible, and we don't know where this is going to go. This whole thing doesn't really come to fruition probably until the spring. But the fascinating thing about this is not only that Republicans are the ones who are proposing an increase in the federal gas tax, but they've already started throwing out ideas and debating it in a very serious way. Bob Corker says raise it 12 cents and then index it to inflation so we don't have to fight over this. Susan Collins of Maine says that's all fine, but everybody in my state has to drive. We don't have any buses in Maine. People drive 2 hours to get to work. I need some way to rebate low-income people so that they don't have to pay a disproportionate share. The point is, this is a really serious debate that's starting, and it's Republicans that are doing it, and people like Barbara Boxer, who would love to raise the gas tax if it could be her last act in the Senate, are kind of liking that conversation.
But the big headline here may be that in these sort of good times in America, the GOP has to modify its Obama is ruining the country agenda, and this is one element of that.
John, that might be part of it, but what this is really about, I think, is timing. There is a major tax reform effort in Congress coming down the pike. It might be worth $1 trillion or more, corporate tax reform. And Republicans and Democrats are spotting the opportunity. They think there's no time like now. And with gas at $50 a barrel, they think they have to move now.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.